50 Years of Magic has transformed the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. Come celebrate today.
Contact Magical Park Vacations to book your Disney vacation today. Call 585-662-3686 or visit MagicalParkVacations.com.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. We are glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff, Nicole here with you.
Good morning. We're back. We psyched you out last week.
We didn't psych him out. We were serious.
You know? We don't know if we're going to have a show, but yeah. We're here.
Yeah.
We made it happen. We miss when we don't do a show. Like, it feels weird for us. And then by the time we come back, it's been 2 weeks and we like feel out of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
We don't enjoy missing episodes if we can't help it.
No, we don't. No, I totally agree with you. But Nicole is feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing well. And
I went back to work yesterday. Well, it's probably too soon.
Yeah,
I
told her she needed to stay home. She went to work anyway, she's doing all right. She's doing okay.
Yep.
But interesting week of Disney news. Yeah.
How rude of them to announce so much stuff while I am under anesthesia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt
rude.
About that.
Rude!
Yeah. I mean, just she comes out of surgery, and she looks at her phone, and she's just got notification after notification. It went crazy. And I'm like, what's the problem? What's wrong? She's like, Disney announced this. They did this. They did this. They did this. And all while I was unconscious.
I'm how like, dare
oh,
they?
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, oh, I can't believe it. So
the only thing worse than them announcing stuff while we record.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like not conscious to post about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we do have a lot to talk about this week, but we want to start off with some of our favorites because it's that thing you say, don't do that.
Don't do that.
A former Disney employee was arrested stealing thousands of dollars of theme park property.
Was arrested at Disney World for refusing to have his temperature taken.
Arrested back in April for trespassing on Disney World's Discovery Island.
She got off the boat to get a cucumber.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
While a police detective was vacationing with his family over at Walt Disney World, and he had to intervene and stop a tourist from beating his 5-year-old child over at Disney's Hollywood studio last month. I'm not going to give this guy's name, but his child was upset, who is autistic, by the way. His autistic child was upset because he wanted a lightsaber type of sword. And the guy's father, the kid's father, would not buy it for him. Of course, the kid got upset. Things just got started. Apparently, the kid tried to bite the man, and actually, probably, I think, did bite him. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so, in response to his child biting him, this guy pins his kid on the ground, back behind one of the merchandise locations in Toy Story Land, and starts beating him repeatedly striking him with a fist and an open hand and everything else. This police detective from Mississippi saw it, went over there, and had to restrain the man. I mean,
completely uncalled.
What in the world was this person thinking? I don't care. The situation does not call for that.
No.
In any location, it doesn't even have to be Walt Disney World. It doesn't call for that at home. It doesn't call for that out in public. And it sure doesn't call for it at Walt Disney World around a bunch of other people.
Right.
So this guy, he's under quite a few charges. Child abuse being one of them. Pretty much, I think, probably banned from Walt Disney World, never to go back.
I would hope so.
Kind of situation, you know. So, kids can do things sometimes that upset you, but parents, don't do that. Do not do that. My goodness gracious.
But good for that Mississippi police officer.
Thank goodness he was there.
Right.
You know?
He is a, what's it called? A mandatory reporter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Doing his job, whether he's on duty or not.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, just a sad situation. Parents, don't do that. Don't do it. A couple of New Jersey brothers got drunk and were kicked out of Epcot and decided to flee from authorities at the same time. They were eventually cornered by Disney security and cast members to escort them out of the park. Things got a little bit crazy, and they started, you know, shouting vulgar things out at people and to the cast members. Sheriff's office from there got involved. Both brothers kicked out, now banned from Walt Disney World. Will not be going back.
Jeez.
Thing is, folks, I mean, we all enjoy a nice little drink when we walk around the World Showcase and we're at Epcot. You got all the booths and everything else. This happened over at the Rose and Crown.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to a certain point, the cast members decided, hey, we need to cut you off because you have obviously drank too much.
Right.
It should not ever come to that point.
It should not, no.
Ever. You are not there to get inebriated to where you cannot function and you're acting a fool, basically. And that's what these guys did. And so
it's not that type of vacation.
No,
this
it's not.
This is not an all-inclusive resort in Cabo.
Go to Cancun.
This is not a cruise ship.
Go on Carnival.
Yeah.
You know? Don't do that on a Disney cruise. Get on Carnival. That's the party cruise. Go and do that. Now, come on, folks. Don't go to Epcot. Go to the World Showcase. And get drunk. Don't do it. It's just going to...
I mean, we've seen people in bushes, like, yeah, crazy.
People,
just,
I mean...
It's just too much.
When it gets to the point to where you're drunk, and you remember that one story, Disney Springs, where those sisters literally started ripping their clothes off,
yes,
while they were trying to beat each other?
Yes.
These are the times... From New Jersey as well, by the way.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. people in Jersey, what's going on? What's happening? I used to live in Jersey. I don't remember people like this. But yeah, don't go to Epcot and World Showcase and get drunk. Also, fun people this week, I got to tell you.
Lots of Epcot.
There are things that you should pack and you should not pack in your bag when it comes to a Walt Disney World vacation. One thing you should never pack in your bag is your meth pipe and also meth, because that is what one person had with him. He was arrested over at Epcot last month, according to the report. He's a 30-year-old man, was arrested on April the 7th, charged with possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was caught with this stuff while he was trying to go through security. Whatever made him think he was going to get through with meth and a pipe through security is beyond me.
Who knows?
He had the meth hidden inside some black sunglasses cases, and it attracted the Disney security when they first went through, believed it to be a drug-related item. According to the arrest report, they searched his bag, took it out, tested the substance that was in one of the bags, and well, there you go. A number one narcotic.
Yeah. Meth, I mean, they're trained. Know? Like, you said, what makes people think that's okay?
Yeah.
And our friend Caitlin in the chat goes, probably the meth.
Probably the, yeah, the meth told me to
meth.
Do it. Yeah.
Like,
come on.
Oh my God.
Oh,
but they're like golly. Trained for stuff like that. Like, you're not smarter than them.
You're not smarter than them. There are dogs out there that can smell that kind
yeah.
of stuff a mile away. Use common sense. Leave the meth and the meth pipe at home. Matter of fact, don't even have it in the first place.
Yeah, how about let's just not.
How about just not do
let's
it?
Let's just not do meth.
You know.
Drugs are bad.
So let's go down the list of things you don't bring to Disney World. Knives, explosives, drugs, guns, ammunition, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring it.
Explosives?
Yeah. It's just...
Mm-mm-mm.
Why? People in Disney, and don't do that. Starting us off for DW60 this week.
I mean, we got to start off on the right foot.
Yeah, I guess so. What is happening in the normal news when it comes to Walt Disney World?
In the normal news.
If you want to call it normal, of course.
Yes, there are a lot of things changing, which I don't know if that's normal. I guess that's the new normal is things are consistently changing.
Of course, naturally, yeah.
You know, as Disney's trying to figure out this Genie Plus and kind of make adjustments as they go to be sure that guests are truly getting the best experience that they can. So beginning June 8th, the latest update to Genie Plus is that after June 8th, you will no longer be able to purchase Genie Plus before you arrive for your stay. So you will only be able to purchase Disney Genie Plus on the day of your visit and only for that current day. So as it is right now, if you were to buy a 4-day ticket, you can add Genie Plus for all 4 days at the time of your purchase. But if you purchase on or after June 8th, you'll have to get up every day and purchase Genie Plus for that day. So here was Disney's announcement. They said, with the launch of new bookings, we also make an adjustment to how guests purchase Disney Genie Plus service, which remains popular and in high demand amongst our guests. From the beginning, our goal has been to launch, learn, and evolve as we see how guests are using this service. That means, I'm so sorry, starting June 8th, Disney Genie Plus will only be offered for your purchase through the My Disney Experience app on the day of your visit. We will no longer offer the option to purchase this service pre-arrival as a ticket add-on for dates remaining in 2022 and 2023. Here's the important part. It says that means moving forward, whether you have an annual pass, a multi-day or single-day ticket, you may only purchase Disney Genie Plus on the day of your visit via the app one day at a time, subject to availability. That's the important part, right?
I love how that is in bold.
I bolded that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. That was me.
I was like, good job, Disney.
No, they said subject to availability. They said we're focused on delivering the best possible guest experience, and this adjustment will help manage the incredibly strong demand our guests have shown for Disney Genie Plus. We expect that on average, guests who purchase Disney Genie Plus service will continue to enter 2 to 3 attractions or experiences each day using the Lightning Lane entrance when the first selection is made early in the day. So they're setting their expectations there. You're only going to be able to use it for 2 or 3 rides a day if you get up and make your first selection early. They said if you've already purchased a ticket that includes Disney Genie Plus for later in 2022, don't worry. You'll be able to use the service during your visit. And please also note that this update is only happening at Walt Disney World and will not affect guests at Disneyland. Subject to availability. So this tells me that Genie Plus is going to sell out.
Yeah.
And they're hoping that with less people available to use the service, that they will be able to have attractions available later into the day.
Because so this is a theory they have.
Yeah, I guess this is what they're trying.
Yeah.
Because as it stands right now, after like lunchtime, there's not much available in any park. Or, you know, you're at noon, you're... next available selection in your career in the Magic Kingdom, for example, is, you know, 7 o'clock. You're 7 hours out from your next ride. However, this is not the case in Disneyland. Disneyland, it works as intended, where you're able to continually select your next attraction and it comes up within an hour. Every 2 hours, you can get a new ride selection that you can get on within the hour.
So what's the thinking in having the same system yet works in one area and in another area doesn't work at all?
I think I think they're thinking that too many people are purchasing it, and so all of the ride selections are going too quickly. So possibly trying to limit the number of people who have access to those selections might make them last longer.
Okay. That's what they think.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. I mean, they've been trying. So they have added more attractions and experiences. You know, they've added parades, they've added meet and greets, stuff like that to kind of spread it out.
Right.
But then you run into a situation like Hollywood Studios where all of the attractions are gone and the only available experiences are shows.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it's like, well, what the heck? I don't need a lightning lane for Beauty and the Beast.
So how do they do all this? How does the process go?
So now you're going to have to get up. You can either stay up until midnight and purchase it.
Yeah.
And then get up at 7 a.m. and get your first lightning lane.
So they just don't want me to sleep.
Apparently.
Yeah. You know, I've already been through it a full day at the parks. You know, I'm tired. I just want to rest and then wake up at oh dark 30 so I can have another great day. But now you want me to stay up until midnight and then wake up at 6:45.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you can get up. You know. So you can purchase it after midnight. So if you say you get up at 6, you can purchase it at 6.
Oh, thank goodness.
You just can't make your first ride selection till 7. but the thing is, now they say subject to availability, so you run the risk of it selling out, especially on weeks like Christmas, New Year's, spring break, stuff like that. So it'll be interesting. I don't know how about this change in particular, but I am happy to see them still making changes. They see that it's not working. They're not happy with how things are going. And so they're actively tweaking, changing, making adjustments to try and make the guest experience better.
I still like Marissa's suggestion in the Instagram chat. We'll just go back to the old way of doing things, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, it worked. You could have just charged, but it still worked.
It did. At the time, I think people were annoyed with feeling like they had to plan their vacation 60 days in advance, you know, picking their fast passes. But you knew going into the park that day that you had at least 3 fast passes.
Yeah. Yeah. You had that.
And you could kind of plan your day around it. You know, like you knew you could select your fast passes for the afternoon. You know, you knew that you might not get, you know, if say you were landing at noon, but you knew you were going to Magic Kingdom that night, you could select them for that time.
Right.
Now you have to get on at 7 and refresh and refresh and refresh and wait for the next available time to be in the afternoon before you can, you know, select it.
It's just so exhausting to deal with this.
As a travel agent, it is exhausting, and I feel bad for my first time guests.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there is, I cannot imagine going to Disney right now without a travel agent. Like, having to try and keep up with all of that.
Yeah, I agree.
We can barely keep up with it, and this is literally our job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot. Like, it takes effort to keep up with that, and if you're not really in tune with all of this and what it means and what these small, minute changes, how they can affect your trip, you know, it can really put a damper on things, put a wrench in things.
Yeah, it can. Absolutely.
For example, the next item we're going to talk about is the virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which, because we're, you know, involved in this community and aware of what's going on, our first thought with the virtual queue was, so they're both going to be at 7 a.m. Your first Genie Plus selection and your virtual queue are both at 7 a.m.
That just doesn't work for me.
Like, what if you're what if you're a solo traveler? What if you're a single parent? What if you're, like, you have to choose?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And that's not how it should be. So, virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. We finally got some information. We learned that there will be up to three chances to join the virtual queue every day, depending on park hours. So there will always be a 7 a.m. and a 1 p.m. So beginning at 7 a.m. on the day of your park reservation, guests with a valid ticket or pass and a Disney Park Pass reservation for Epcot. So you have to have a ticket for that park and you have to have a park reservation for that park. Will be able to check for an available boarding group via the My Disney Experience app. They will be able to request access to the virtual queue, and this can be done before you leave your resort hotel or on your way to the park. So, for the 7 a.m. drop, you do not have to be in the park. All you need is a valid ticket, valid admission, and a park reservation for Epcot.
Okay.
For 7 a.m. The next boarding group drop is at 1 p.m. And for this one, you do need to be in the park. And it's at 1 p.m., which park hopping doesn't begin until 2. So if you don't have a park reservation for Epcot, you will not be able to join the virtual queue.
This is, again, why are we still park hopping starting at 2 o'clock? Mm-hmm. And if you're doing this at 1, it just...
Because if you don't have a park reservation, you can't join the virtual queue.
Yeah.
But you can purchase a lightning lane.
That's
true. Gonna be your ticket in if you're in another park. You're gonna have to purchase an individual lightning lane. So okay, there's a 1 o'clock boarding group opportunity. For any guests that were not able to join a boarding group earlier in the day, and guests must be inside Epcot to access the second virtual queue opportunity. So you can only join once per day during park hours. Get to that in a second. 7 a.m., you do not have to be in the park. 1 p.m., you do have to be in the park. It says, in order to give as many guests as possible the opportunity to save the galaxy, each guest can enter the virtual queue no more than once per day during regular park hours. Please note that joining the virtual queue does not guarantee the ability to experience Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. That's interesting. Because remember, your boarding group might not be called if the ride goes down, whatever happens. And then there is a third virtual queue drop. This is on select nights where Epcot has the extra evening hours for deluxe resort guests. And in this case, there will be a 6 p.m. virtual queue drop. It says registered guests staying at Disney Deluxe Resorts or Disney Deluxe Villa Resorts or other select hotels will have an additional opportunity to request to join the virtual queue at 6 p.m. on select dates during extended evening theme park hours. Guests with this benefit do not need to be in Epcot to request to join at that time, but they will need a valid admission and a theme park reservation for a park on the same day to experience extended evening hours. Or if they have a ticket or annual pass with park hopper option. So if you're at a deluxe resort that gets these extended evening hours, then you can try and join the virtual queue at 6 p.m. as well. Doesn't this feel like a pick your own ending book?
It kind of does, yeah.
And it's like, okay, Start at 7 a.m. If you don't get it, you can go to 1 p.m., but only if you're already there.
Yeah, that's true,
but if
true,
you can
yeah.
try at 6 p.m. if you're staying at this hotel, like, I need a flow chart. Is what's going to have to happen.
My goodness.
Again, I just feel bad for first-time guests. This is insane.
It is. Everything's always changing and they don't know what to do.
It's a lot. So.
You got all that.
Small little changes to Genie Plus. You have to purchase it day of, but it essentially still functions the same. A virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy, like we are familiar with, but it doesn't make it any easier to navigate. Bonkers. Bonkers. I hope this makes sense. I'm happy. We might have to do a bonus mini episode just on virtual queues one time. Just like a little 10-minute refresher, just so that if you're like, you have friends going and they're like, I don't understand, you can just send them that little mini bonus episode and hopefully it'll make sense.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because it's wild. We're going to experience it firsthand and we'll obviously tell you all about it, but woo doggy. It's the wild, wild west out there at 7 a.m. and outside of Epcot.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hope that all makes sense. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were telling me to be done.
No, you had some more stuff before we got done.
Eat to the Beat concert series was announced, and I wanted to share just a couple of the highlights that I thought would be interesting and fun and maybe you want to go experience. The Baja Men, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Tiffany, Joey Fatone and Friends, Christopher Cross, Air Supply, Hooba Stank, BB Mac, Billy Ocean, Hanson, and Boys to Men. So those are all going to be performing at Eat to the Beat concert series during Epcot International Food and Wine Festival this fall. And then my last little bit of exciting, exciting news that we've been kind of waiting for and didn't have a date, but Disney finally shared a date, is that 2023 Walt Disney World tickets and packages will go on sale June 8th. So if you're looking to travel
good
to
news.
Walt Disney World during the year of 2023, we'll be able to book beginning June 8th.
Nice. Yeah. It's finally time. Yep. Took them long enough. You know what this list that we've got here for the Eat to the Beat concert series?
Mm-hmm. This isn't all of them. This is just the ones that I pulled out.
Yeah, but you've pulled out some, like Boys to Men again, really?
Every year.
Come on. Like, it's getting old. Hanson, it's getting old. Billy Ocean's been there before.
Christopher Cross is there every year.
Yeah, he's been there. Good to see Tiffany there.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Hooba Stank, like you said, brand new. That's great. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, been there before. Baja Men, been there before. Fun. You know, they need some fresh acts to get in there. You know?
Was it last year or the year before that they did... I apologize. Oh, local groups. They did like local.
Yeah, which local was nice.
Bands,
yeah.
Which was cool. Yeah, something fresh.
Yeah. Some of these are just the same groups and the same songs, and it just kind of gets stale after a while. The first two that I would take off would be Boys to Men and Hanson. You know,
I'd like to see when they first started. Joey Fatone and Friends. That would be fun.
That would be interesting. That would definitely be. I don't know. I would like a whole fresh lineup for Eat to the Beat with International Food and Wine Festival being as big as it is and so much fun, stuff like that. So that's just how I would do it. But hey, I'm not in charge.
Hey, if they're listening, maybe they'll take it into consideration.
I can pick out a list for them if they like. That'd be fine.
That would be a good bonus episode for Patreon.
Yeah, it would be. Who would you have perform for the Eat to the Beat concert series? Marinate on it. Don't say anything. We'll save it for Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah, don't say anything. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some more Walt Disney World news. So don't go anywhere.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
The best-kept secret for getting DVC accommodations at a substantial savings is DVC-rental.com. Visit DVC-rental.com and get a deluxe Disney resort booked for your next Disney trip. And now back to the music on Sorcerer Radio.
Enhance your Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival experience with the Festival of Food mobile app. With the Festival of Food app, you'll see everything that's available, including location, pictures, and pricing. Create your to-do list, track your progress, and read ratings and reviews from other foodies. There's a lot to taste at this year's festival. You don't want to miss a thing. Download the free Festival of Food app today to start planning, eating, and sharing. Available for iOS and Android. Find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
The Earth lies directly in the path of this onslaught.
Sorcerer Radio.
All Disney music, all day long. SRSounds.com.
We all love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news, and behind the scenes information.
Other support levels include stickers, shout outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio. CW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. Jeff and Nicole once again returning, giving you some of the top stories from the Walt Disney World Resort. But make sure you join host Kristen and Al John as they start your Disney day off with music news, park information, a whole lot more. They've also got their top Disney list of the week. Listen to the Disney list every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. We talked a lot about Genie Plus and Lightning Lane during the first half of the show. And Nicole thinks that she just needs to, like, dedicate an entire episode of the show to just Genie Plus and Lightning Lane because it's become that complicated.
Unfortunately, it really has.
And then when it seems like, is it changing every 6 months? I kind of get that feeling.
Yeah, they're still tweaking it.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate if you're planning maybe a year and a half out, because, you know, you get it figured out and then they change it and you got to relearn it.
Absolutely.
And then they change it again.
Yeah.
And then you get there and you're like, which is the right way?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Remember how I've always said, when you go to the parks, take your phone with you. That's fine. No problem. Leave your iPads and stuff like that at home. Am I at that point to where I need to tell you you need to bring multiple devices just to be able to do Genie Plus and Lightning Lane now?
You definitely need a portable charger.
Yeah, but when you talked about how if you're a single mom or you're just there by yourself or a single parent, whatever, you're going to need more than one device if you want to do both, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe bring your iPad now.
All the kids have phones.
Yeah.
Make one of them do it.
You know, teach them how to use My Disney Experience. I got to log in and do everything there. That's the best we can come up with, I guess. I don't know.
Or go with a friend.
But I will say,
we'll be your designated friend.
Solo trips to Walt Disney World are a lot of fun.
Are they?
You do what you want, when you want, how you want to do it.
Yeah.
So that is a lot of fun. You've never done it before.
I've never done a lengthy solo trip, but I've done solo days.
Okay.
It is fun.
It is relaxing. Unfortunately, we've talked about this before, but of the Spirit of Aloha dinner show, we did tell you that permanently closed because there's a brand new DVC building going to be built in its place, and the building is currently being demolished. They've taken off portions of the roof and the signage. They've closed off the beach area there at the Polynesian where you can't go into certain areas. And, you know, that Spirit of Aloha has been around for a long time.
I never saw it.
And for that building to come down and go is a little sad. But Disney wants you to fly out to Hawaii. That's where you get your Spirit of Aloha.
Now it's going to be vintage Disney.
Yeah. So, really, really sad to see the demolition happen. But I know a lot of DVC members are extremely excited for an opportunity to get to stay in a brand new building there on the Seven Seas Lagoon and look at the Magic Kingdom every morning when they wake up. And it looks like a fantastic addition to the resort, and I hope it works out well. Cast member Iridescent Evenings are going to be taking place on 15 select nights, evenings this summer at the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, they were first announced by Walt Disney World by President Jeff Vollersvale.
I don't know.
Jeff Vollersvale. Well, he announced it. More details have been released since then. So cast members are going to be able to choose one of the 15 available dates
And the great thing is that they can bring a guest with them. This is fantastic.
Cute.
The events are going to be happening at the Magic Kingdom Epcot at Disney's Hollywood Studios after the park closes to all the regular guests. When everybody leaves, that's when the big fun's going to start. The attractions are going to be open, and character appearances will be available as well for cast members. So here are the dates if you're a cast member for Iridescent Evenings. Over at the Magic Kingdom, you can do it on Tuesday, June the 7th, 9th, 16th, the 28th, and the 30th. So those are the dates for Magic Kingdom. Disney's Hollywood Studios is going to be June 10th, the 29th, July 18th, then August the 8th, and August the 21st. And then over at Epcot, you can do it on July the 20th, the 27th, August the 10th, August 23rd. That's my birthday. Definitely go that day.
A birthday in Epcot.
Yeah, so if you want to invite me for my birthday, that'd be great. I would love it. I'd enjoy it. August the 30th will be the final day for Epcot when it comes to Iridescent Evenings for you cast members out there.
More Jeff news.
What?
The next thing you have on there.
Oh, the next thing?
Yeah.
But I think that I'm really happy to see this come back for cast members.
Yes.
It was definitely needed. They have not had a lot of time in the parks. They've had so many blackout dates where they have not been able to go. This is a fantastic opportunity for just them and a guest. You know, may not be able to bring their whole family, but they will have some fun while they're there.
Right. Can you imagine like a date night for mom and dad, or like a special evening with like a parent and their child, or even just a friend, like, you know, that you haven't gotten to see because, you know, they've been working so much. They're short staffed and, you know, working overtime. And this is definitely a good way for Disney to show their appreciation to their cast members. There are other ways that they could, you know, show appreciation, like, you know, money.
Pay raise.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Benefits, stuff like that. But this is a step in the right direction.
It is. And I think things will get better as time goes on and normalcy returns to the Walt Disney World Resort when it comes to cast members getting jobs, having jobs, and enjoying some of the perks of being a cast member. So it's going to be fantastic. All right. So for all of you golfers out there.
That's you.
That would be me. But I know there's a lot of golfers that listen to the show as well and love to golf at the Walt Disney World Resort. Well, a brand new golf accessory kit celebrating the 50 years of the Walt Disney World Resort is now available over at the pro shops throughout the resort. Now, the little kit that you're going to have is going to include a ball mark repair tool, two interchangeable metal ball markers, and a dual-sided marker coin. They're all going to feature the 50th anniversary logos. That is going to have the royal blue and iridescent coloring that is on them. It looked really good. Like, you may never use them. You just may want to buy them and display them. That's fine. I would use them. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, I sent this to you yesterday, and you're like, oh, you need this for
show. Yeah, you have to get it. I said, faux show.
Faux show. You know. Now, you can visit any one of the pro shops, and you can check out the merchandise and get one for yourself. Or you can go to the Walt Disney World Golf Merchandise page. Yes, there's an actual page that you can go to. And you can contact them if you need to for any additional information, stuff like that. Limited edition 50th anniversary golf balls and a golf towel are also available. Can I add that to the list?
I bet the towel is cool.
I would think the towel would be super cool. I've never seen a picture of it. I need to find out what that towel looks like. Oh, wait, I will in about a week.
Yep.
So if you're a golfer, you know, check it out. It's a 50th anniversary only happens once. Why not pick it up?
Well, you told me that you wanted to go to the pro shops before we even saw this.
Oh, yeah. Now I really have to go.
Oh, here's the towel.
Oh, you found the towel? Oh, I got to have. Let me get a close-up of that, please.
That's like the royal blue. Yes, you can. So someone in our Instagram chat asked if you can order from the website. You can.
There's
a Walt Disney World golf merchandise page, and you can call and place a phone order from the pro shop. I believe it calls the pro shop at Saratoga.
I think I would rather have the towel than the ball marker set.
The towel is cool.
The towel is super cool.
Well,
I like that.
The ball markers, you know, if you have a ball marker, you can just switch out the coin.
But you lose them so easy. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to do. But you're a golfer. Even if you're not a golfer and you want to buy it for a golfer, go to one of the pro shops there at the Walt Disney World Resort. Check that out. All right. Let's head over to the Magic Kingdom. After almost, let's see. Yeah, it is over 2 years of being closed because of COVID-19. Over on Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom, the Harmony Barbershop is once again going to be reopening, and that is going to happen on July the 31st, 2022. Now, the deal is there is a limited number of reservations that can be booked in the My Disney Experience app, and that is going to start on June the 28th. They will accept walk-in appointments, but it's based on availability. Also, we've talked about before, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique going to be reopening its doors for Royal Transformations sometime later in the month of this year, both at Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort as well. A lot of people for the last couple of years were waiting to get their, you know, little ones' first haircut on Main Street. It never happened. You know, they had to go somewhere else. Well, now you've got an opportunity.
Now you can go back.
You can still do it. I need to get a haircut there. Just say
you
I did.
You do.
It.
I agree.
You know, just say, hey, I've had my haircut on Main Street before. It's kind of cool. So check that out. Also at the Magic Kingdom, the enclosed Walt Disney World train tunnel continues its construction over in Tomorrowland. Now, from the pictures that we've seen of the construction of the tunnel, there seems to be some windows in the tunnel looking outside on one side of the tracks. So the question is, have Disney Imagineers created something special for that area of the tunnel?
What are they looking at?
What are we going to be looking at as we're going underneath? This tunnel is underneath the attraction Tron. So what are we going to look at out there? There's a space on the other side of those windows. It doesn't have anything right there, right now. But what have Disney Imagineers come up with? Is it going to be as cool as what the videos I've seen of the train over in Disneyland? Probably not.
That's really cool train.
Yeah, it's a very cool one. Even though I've never seen it, I love it. I don't think it's going to be all that. But it could be some interesting technology we've never seen before. We'll just have to, you know, kind of wait and see.
I'm sure that whatever it is phenomenal.
Probably so. Just to have the Walt Disney World train back on the tracks, going around the park, getting to hear that whistle, that's good enough for me. I'll be happy.
Oh yeah, my last trip, I heard the whistle. Magic. Magical. I heard
Absolutely.
It when I was walking, yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
It'll be so much fun when it finally comes back. I can't wait to do it. Let's head over to Epcot starting on May the 31st this year. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is going to be demoted from an individual Lightning Lane attraction. It is now going to be included in the Disney Genie Plus bundle. It's going to remain a part of Genie Plus until August the 7th, 2022. And it's then going to moving back to an individual Lightning Lane selection. So here are the dates that you're going to need to know, all right? From now until May 26th, Frozen Ever After, Disney Genie Plus. Remy's, individual Lightning Lane. Then May 27th through the 30th, Frozen Ever After, Genie Plus, Remy's, individual Lightning Lane. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, individual Lightning Lane. May 31st through August the 6th, Frozen Ever After, Genie Plus, Remy's, Disney Genie Plus, and then Guardians of the Galaxy, individual Lightning Lane. Then from August the 7th until whenever Disney decides, Frozen Ever After will be an individual Lightning Lane, Remy's will be an individual Lightning Lane, and Guardians of the Galaxy will be an individual Lightning Lane. Are you catching all this?
No.
Are you keeping up with all this?
Absolutely not.
I'm not either, and I'm reading it.
Again, we're going to have to do something.
Seriously.
there's a lot.
I just decide something that works, figure it out, and then make the changes and then leave it alone. That's it. Be done with it. Or bring back fast passes. Paper ones.
Right.
I'll take it back
to
the creation of anything, you know, that has to do with it. The paper fast passes worked. They worked, folks. Come on. Disney, you're killing me here. At Disney's Hollywood Studios, we all love to say to infinity and beyond, correct?
Correct.
Obviously.
You know what I saw someone reference the other day? To infinity and your mom.
And your mom. Well, there's a brand new sneak peek of the upcoming Disney Pixar film Lightyear, and it's headed to Disney's Hollywood Studios later on. As we approach the film's release coming up this next month. Now, the Disney Parks blog did release some news with a special video hosted by Chris Evans, who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear in the film. Now, the Lightyear sneak peek is going to take place over at Walt Disney Presents, starting on May the 20th, which is today. And then Lightyear is going to come out exclusively in theaters on June the 17th. Now, in the sneak peek, it's also going to come to, you're going to see it in Disneyland Paris and Disney Cruise Line at a later date as well. So make sure you check that out. Lightyear is a sci-fi action adventure and part of the origin story of Buzz Lightyear, the hero who inspired the toy from Toy Story. Lightyear follows the legendary Space Ranger on an intergalactic adventure alongside a group of recruits and his robot companion, Sox, as well. I don't know if anybody else has a problem with this. Is it kind of weird that we don't have the voice of Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear in this film? And it's Chris Evans?
Well, so I think
it's weird.
This film is about the man that the Buzz Lightyear toy was
inspired.
Based on.
Yeah. I get that, but you think Buzz Lightyear, you think Tim Allen.
Right.
To have somebody else doing it, it's just kind of strange.
I mean, Chris, if I had to pick someone, Chris Evans is a good pick. But it is weird.
It's very strange. Yeah. I think it's going to be a great film.
In my head, there's only one voice.
It's Tim Allen.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a great film. Some people are kind of, no, I don't think it's going to be any good. You can't do this to Buzz, blah, blah, blah. Let it go. Just watch a movie. Then make your mind up. Finally, we're headed over to Disney's Animal Kingdom. And this is one of the largest parking lots in all of the Walt Disney World Resort. Okay, folks? One of the biggest.
It's a big one.
And finally, cast members have begun training for the return of the parking lot trams. They're the Animal Kingdom. They are expected to return on May the 27th. They're at the Animal Kingdom. Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios still don't have opening dates, though, for the return of these trams. Disney is saying, though, we promise they're coming back
they're
in 2022. They're coming back.
Again, just like the dining plan. They're coming back in 2022.
Yeah.
Are they? We're like almost halfway.
Do you think that Animal Kingdom is one of the biggest ones?
Yeah.
Or would you say...
Well, the park is.
Yeah, the park is the biggest, yeah.
Yeah. So you'd think that the parking lot would be
big. I don't know. The parking lot just seems really big.
It does.
I mean, they're all huge.
I don't know. I'm trying to like picture in my head like which one I think might be the biggest.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at like Google Map in my head.
I feel like Magic Kingdom probably is.
Epcot seems pretty big.
Epcot is long. And yeah. I feel like Animal Kingdom is wide.
Yeah.
But the Epcot parking lot is long. And the Animal Kingdom one, you kind of like weave your way around on the path till you get to the front gate.
Right.
Whereas Epcot is just like a straight shot. I don't know. They're all just big. Yeah.
And we just need the trams back. We just need them back. People have been walking all day as it is, and they want to walk back to the car. No.
Can you imagine if there was a parking garage? How many people would lose their cars?
Do you remember what it was like to get back on the tram to go back to the car? I don't.
No.
I don't remember.
I thought you were going to ask if I remember when you lost your car in a parking garage. Yes, I do.
Wait, I lost the car in the parking garage? When?
Yeah, on your birthday.
On my birthday.
You don't remember when you thought you lost your car at the casino? You thought you lost
You're talking about... I thought you were talking to Walt Disney World.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I've never lost my car out there.
No.
Yeah, that's a story they don't need to hear. Yeah, that's probably... Yeah. On that note, hey, guess what?
Anyways.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some birthdays. We're not going to talk about Jeff's crazy things that happened on his birthday here in South Mississippi. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
It's DW60, Jeff Nicole.
Just jamming out.
The good Lord did not intend for me to sing, therefore I will not. He said, Jeff, just talk in the microphone.
Just talk.
Don't sing. No. We have got some birthdays to do. Quite a few of them, actually. Let's see. Actually, I think we should do an anniversary shout-out first. How about we do that first?
That works for me.
I think that's good. What does this anniversary shout-out say?
This says, good morning, Jeff and Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning. Friday, May 13th. Mike and I will celebrate our wedding anniversary of 27 years.
Wow.
27.
That's fantastic.
That is almost as old as me. Almost. It's amazing how fast time has flown by. I wouldn't change a thing. Every year we visit Walt Disney World reminds me of when we celebrated our honeymoon there. And this coming July will not be any different. Can you please send out an anniversary shout out to Mike and maybe add some sparkles to another 20 plus years or more? By the way, not only will we be enjoying some of our favorite spots, meals, and drinks this July trip, but we look forward to incorporating some new favorites as well. We love to do that.
Yes, we do.
We try and do at least one new thing every time. On our honeymoon specifically, we tried to do a ton of new things.
Yeah, we did. Even with most of the stuff closed, we tried.
Yeah, and we did a lot.
Yeah,
we
did.
We did a lot of new places. We stayed somewhere new. You know, we got to do a lot of new things. So I applaud you for trying new things. It's hard to do when you've been going to the same place and doing the same thing. And it's always an inner fight for Disney fans.
We yes, it go is. Absolutely.
Yeah. And visit my favorites, or do I want to try something new? Maybe find a new favorite.
Do both.
Yeah.
Do both.
I agree.
So happy anniversary to you guys. You get a...
Heck yeah.
And of course, sparkles.
Sparkles for Kim and Mike.
Hope you guys have had a fantastic anniversary, I should say.
And you will have a fantastic trip.
You will. Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
Let's see here. How about birthday time? Let's
birthdays.
Do it. Here we go.
Our first birthday says, Hey. My cousin's birthday is on the 16th. Is it possible to wish him a happy birthday on that day? He listens to your podcast almost every time. That is from Augie. I think that's how you say that. Augie Halleck. Well, Augie, of course, will wish your cousin a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to your cousin.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You get a...
Heck yeah.
And you get...
Sparkles.
Sparkles. Hope you had a fantastic birthday.
Yes, just a couple days ago. Oh, look. Perfect. Here's the actual email. Awesome. It's my cousin's birthday, and I was wondering if we wish him a happy birthday. Yes, totally. We'd love to. His name is Peter. There we go.
Peter.
Peter Augie's cousin. Happy birthday.
Heck yeah.
I love it. Another heck yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Let's see here. One more? Mm-hmm. All right, one more.
This one says, good morning, Jeff and Nicole.
Good morning.
As always, I thoroughly enjoy listening to the show every week, and I think I've been a listener now for about 15 years.
Holy moly.
And I've enjoyed every moment.
Goodness gracious.
I wanted to tell you about my daughter, Allie. When she was born, she had trouble, but she fought through them and survived. She worked hard in school to earn her cosmetology license. Go girl, it did the same thing. It's difficult. She grew up way too fast, and on Saturday, she turns 25. He said, Jeff and Nicole, her mom, myself, her sister Rachel, brother Nate, her grandmother, and her pop all want to wish her a very happy birthday on Saturday. Would you play the birthday jams in celebration of her 25th birthday? We sure will. Thanks, Jeff and Nicole, for everything you guys continue to do to keep us, the fans, informed and entertained. You guys are my People's Choice winners every year.
Oh.
That was from Al. Oh, goodness.
Oh. Did we like the sound of that?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Our dogs are excited for
I
you, too.
I guess so.
Well, happy birthday, Allie. Congrats on 25. Congrats on your cosmetology license. I too went through cosmetology school, and it is intense.
It is very intense. I agree.
It is. 100%. Oh, it was a lot.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You get that.
Heck yeah.
And you also get sparkles.
Sparkles.
Sparkle, sparkle. Lots of sparkles this morning. Love it. Absolutely love it. If you've got an anniversary or you have got a birthday that you're celebrating, you want to let somebody know about it here on the show, send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. So for everybody out there celebrating a birthday, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Well, that is all the time that we've got this week for DW60. I want to thank you so much for joining us as we take a look at what happens at the Walt Disney World Resorts. Take a little time out of your day just to listen to us, and we appreciate it so extremely, very, very, very much. If you need to get in contact with us, there's a lot of ways to do it. How can they do it?
You can do it on Facebook in the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can join us in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone Facebook group, chatting about all things Disney. We are live during the show every Friday morning in the Sorcerer Radio Discord page. And you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. If you're interested in more behind the scenes, getting into a little more casual look at our lives, some chatty episodes, bonus content, stuff like that, we're on Patreon at DW60 Press Row, and we appreciate everyone that's already over there with us and can't wait to have more of you join us soon.
Replay of the show was going to happen here on Sorcerer Radio tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you didn't get to hear all of it, of course, the podcast version will be out later on this weekend. And as of today, we are 1 week out from headed to the Walt Disney World Resorts for a quick weekend. We are going to reveal the details of that next week on the show. We're extremely excited about it. We let our Patreon members know. They were extremely excited about it. Yes. So we are definitely looking forward to telling you. Appreciate you all so very much. Each one of you connecting with us, talking with us on various social media websites, and just following us and everything else.
Sharing us with your friends.
Yeah, it makes our day. It absolutely really makes our day. We could not be happier with the way things are going with the show, and we could not be happier with all of our listeners. We love each and every one of you, and we thank you so very much for all of your support. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. And we hope that you have a magical day.